The World of Outlaws and Dirt Car penalized and suspended three big-time super late model racers for dope tires at Volusia, but as of yesterday, the case is closed and the penalties have been changed. We'll talk through what the appeals panel decided and what it all means. Let's go. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. Over in the merch store today, new Dirt Tracker shirts are in stock. It had been a while since we did a merch drop. I think the last time new shirts hit the store was last summer. These new ones are 100% cotton and the color is called Heavy Metal. I've got sizes from large to 3X ready to ship right now. I had some 4X as well, but they're already gone. Sorry, guys. You can get a shirt and one of the new Dirt Tracker stickers right now over at shop.dirttracker.com if you want to see what the stickers look like. They look like that. They're nice and big, 6 inches. If you order today, I will ship today. And if you've already ordered, your new shirts are in the mail to you. So hopefully you will have them soon. New hats are in the works as well, but they are probably a few weeks away still. So you can look forward to that. I do still have a single size small of the Under the Lights logo. That's the blue shirt. You can snag it right now for $10 as well. You can browse the merch anytime over at shop.dirttracker.com. Also, one quick show note for you today. We are changing up the schedule a bit this week. There won't be a Sunday daily show because of the holiday, but to make up for it, there will be a Friday daily. So even though today is Thursday, it's normally the end of our week. This is not the final show of the week. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh daily show. So tell your friends, spread the word. All right, on to the big news from Wednesday. It was just a little more than 2 weeks ago that we learned of tire penalties for three super late model drivers following Dirt Car Nationals at Volusia. Bobby Pierce was fined, lost points, and was suspended for 30 days from World of Outlaws competition. And Devin Moran and Kyle Bronson were also fined and suspended, but from Dirt Car sanctioned events. The suspensions for Pierce and Bronson were likely going to lead those two drivers from to falling off of the series. While Moran is a Lucas regular, his status with that series was not affected. And I want to clarify that the World of Outlaws and Lucas were aligned on the tires in the swimming pool situation. Remember that rule bulletin from a while ago, but not they are not aligned on tire testing. That's why these suspensions didn't apply to Lucas competition. Also, for all of those saying that Pierce would just go run full-time Lucas, that's not happening either. Pierce would have had to submit a loyalty deposit for the season opener in January and maintain attendance. But to date, he's only raced 3 of the 15 events, so he wouldn't get any of the perks, and he's 1,300 points out of Ricky Thornton Jr.'s championship lead. So that's not happening. He's not running full-time Lucas. What was more likely is Pierce running pick and choose. Anyways, back to the news. Following an appeal in front of the Independent Commission of Industry Personnel, the penalties for all three drivers were amended. The commission upheld the findings from the lab testing that all three failed the tire test, and all drivers are still subject to loss of purse money and fines. For Pierce specifically, because his infraction happened during an outlaw show, he also lost points for that race. Where this was significantly amended, though, was the amount of points for Pierce and the suspensions. Instead of losing the 144 points for the race and an additional 150 points for a penalty, the commission reduced the points lost to just the 144 for the race. So instead of Pierce being well outside the top 20, he's now 16th and only 138 back of leader Shepard. Also, the 30-day suspensions for all three drivers were lifted, so once the fines are paid, all three are eligible to continue racing in both Dirt Car and World of Outlaws events. And since the Thunderhill weekend was rained out, Pierce and Bronson could decide to stay on as full-time Outlaw members and remain very much in the championship fight. A couple of other important points here as well. The fine for Pierce was actually increased from $1,000 to $2,000. The purse money that all three have to return will also be redistributed down through the competitors from those individual race nights. It is not, you know, taken back by World Racing Group. They're going to give that out to the teams that competed that night. And all three drivers and teams are on probation for the remainder of the season. All right, love him or hate him, I still think Brian Carter deserves a ton of credit for dealing with these issues head on publicly. This is not something we've seen from him in the past. And just like the day the penalties were announced originally, Carter made the rounds yesterday to talk about all of it. He was again on a Dirt Vision video and jumped on for nearly 30 minutes with Kenny Wallace. And again, Herm didn't hold back on the questions he asked. Carter did share that the appeals were done separately and remotely for all three sides. And if you're curious about who the independent commission members are, as I've said before, you can see all of the details in the Dirt Car and World of Outlaws rule books that are available online. I believe it's dirtcar.com/rules. As for what's next, I don't think anyone really knows at this point. I haven't seen any public comments from any of the drivers about the outcome of the appeals process. Dirt on Dirt said they reached out to Pierce for comment on his outlaw status and didn't hear anything back. I also shot Bobby a message today as well. I'll keep you posted if I hear anything. Bronson remains 8th in the outlaw standings right now. And like I said before, Pierce is 16th. 138-point deficit for Pierce is absolutely possible to make up, especially with as fast as he's been lately. He raced with Lucas this past weekend at Atomic and Brownstown and left with two more top fives laps led at Brownstown. Neither National Tour is racing this weekend, and a number of drivers are headed for regional events, including Pierce, who will race the Nippy 50 at Maquoketa. Bronson, still 96 points back as well. He's got the crate shows at Needmore on his schedule. And remember, too, he'd removed all of the World of Outlaws races from his website, so maybe he'll put them back here. We'll just kind of have to wait and see. And then Devin Moran's website shows he'll be taking the weekend off. The Illini 100 is the next World of Outlaws event, which is still 2 weeks away. And at this moment, it's still on Pierce's schedule. So we'll see. You know, obviously, we're waiting on comment. We'll see if these guys, now that these penalties have been changed, if they're maybe more willing to stick around and try to fight this thing out on the World of Outlaws. Moving on, the final episode of the 410 Sprint Car Build Series with Zach Hampton premiered today on the Dirt Tracker YouTube channel. In his 10th and final video, Zach adds shocks, body panels, tires, and the top wing. Check it out today when you have some time. And even though the build is basically done, we still have some more content coming for you guys. I do have a shop tour video to share that will happen on Sunday, and there might be a bonus episode or two coming in the future. If you liked that series, let Zach know, because I think we could talk him into more content in the future, especially as he focuses on Knoxville this season, both in his own car and working for Dennis Gainey's team DGRD. You can catch up anytime on the entire 10-episode Sprint Car Build Series at youtube.com/dirttracker. Before we close out today, some schedule news for you from USAC. The dates for the BC39 at the Dirt Track at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are now set. The BC39 was on the original USAC Midget schedule, but the dates were still listed as TBA. Now we know USAC National Midgets will be on the dirt at Indy September 26th through the 28th. This one seems like it's become a favorite on the schedule for both fans and competitors. They were right around 70 cars last season, so a lot of people like this one. We're still about a month away from the start of the USAC Midget season, which begins April 26th at Kokomo. All right, that's it for the show today. Don't forget, as I mentioned earlier, there will be a daily show on Friday, so stay tuned for that. If you want to catch up with all of the dirt racing news that's going on right now, dirttracker.com, that site updates automatically. You don't have to wait for me. When news breaks, it will automatically show up there. You can also check out today's streaming schedule over at dirttracker.com/watch tonight. All right, hope you guys have a great Thursday out there. We'll see you back here tomorrow.